This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Welcome, Rumblies, to another episode of the Rumble Pack Podcast. You may notice we're in a different format than usual today. That's because we are going to be playing Truth or Drink. So, in this game, I have a list of saucy questions, and if our contestants in the hot seat want to answer it, they can. But if they don't, they have to take a shot. Or, because we don't do peer pressure here, have a spicy chip. So, today our first contestants are Johnny and C-Dot, two clearly identical individuals. So, let's get started.
Can we do truth or drink or, like, kiss? Like, if you're in a hot seat?
Dano, we've already had enough vomiting in the podcast for one day. I think we'll leave it there. Okay. Johnny and C-Dot, what is the most money you've ever made on a sponsorship?
You know what? I just want to drink. No.
Oh, hell no.
Dude, I was going to say, I haven't even gotten any paid sponsorships. They just sent me stuff.
What's the most valuable thing you've gotten?
Honestly, one time, Apidu sent me, like, there's the Apidu, if you guys don't know, is a controller company. And they make great controller for, like, Switch and everything. This technically is a sponsor. And, There's two instances where they sent me stuff. One was the bunch of, like, PC buttons. You guys like the nuke button and all that jazz, right? They sent me, like, four of them in a calculator. I'm like, oh, my God, this is crazy. But the recent one was they released, like, a new, like, Epic kind of pro controller thing. I think the Ultimate Wireless 2 or something has, like, three triggers, all the crazy stuff. And they sent me two of them. I'm like, that's kind of crazy stuff.
Yeah, that's cool, C-Dot.
Yeah.
I have a follow-up to that question. What is the minimum amount you would take for a sponsorship video?
Like $1,000 minimum.
Really?
Like, depends what it is.
Honestly, yeah.
If it's like, probably like $5,000 for like a long form.
Yeah, if it's like a video where, if Raid Shadow Legends comes up to me and says, I want you to make a fully, like, 18-19 minute video on Raid Shadow Legends. A, I just wouldn't take it. But like, if it was something like that, I'd say like at least the amount of ad revenue it made from like one of my best videos. So like at least like 2,000.
Like a full Raid Shadow Legends video, like that's like 10K.
Honestly, yeah. Like especially Raid Shadow Legends, I'd say like, yeah, put it up there.
Maybe 50.
Maybe
for Raid Shadow Legends.
I'm like, I don't want to do it in the first place. I think it'd be funny for the bid, but at the same time, not funny for the bid.
Right.
Not pretty good, dude.
Okay. How much to suck Riggy's nipples?
Okay.
I do it for free.
That's crazy. Okay.
What it taste like?
That drawing still is just the... Who drew that again?
Why'd you make them pink?
For
guys,
this,
we should go to Anna, and Anna was like, get the pink one.
Yeah.
We should all go eat rabbit and then just like
What?
I realize that it's like how Riggy would taste.
It's honestly, yeah. Like, I've heard it's good. I've heard Rapid's, like, pretty good. Mm. It's not, like, the worst thing. Like, Riggy asked me
for this question, I'm going to need a bit of context here. Have either of you ever asked someone out on a date?
Really? You sorry, because crazy, dude.
All the women just go after C Dot, all right? He doesn't need to ask them.
Okay, well, you know, you don't have to say that loud, but yes.
Sorry, Mr. Popular. I play Nintendo games all the time.
Has there... Okay, so you've been asked out, though?
Yes.
Have either of you ever just fumbled the bag so hard?
Yes. No.
I've been fumbled in...
Bad. I've been in some of these questions.
One ever. Relationship for 3 years, and that was it. Yeah, that's
was she the only person that's ever asked you out?
No.
Oh,
dude. High school C-Dot was, I don't know what he was on, but like, everyone.
Everyone.
To be fair,
what?
C-Dot's like, in 5, 6, 7 years, there will be something called the Nintendo Switch 2.
That's so hot.
Speaking of the Switch 2.
Girls are like, take me. Now.
Oh my gosh, tell me more about Mario Kart World!
Don't do that
voice
ever again.
This seems like another good time to drink.
You don't want to tell us how you fumbled the bag?
Oh, wait, I can talk about that.
You could drink too, Johnny.
I'll drink. Okay, so I was with Anna at a.
Bar crawl?
No.
It was a Broadway rave.
Okay, yeah, we went to a
I dragged him to a Broadway rave when the only Broadway show he knows is Hamilton.
So I only know Hamilton because in 8th grade, I was like a grade up in math class with two other girls. So they just played Hamilton the whole time. It's us two. It's me, two girls, and that's it. And like an online math class. And they played a bunch of Hamilton songs. So I just know Hamilton. I just like have that locked in. I go to this Broadway rave. What? Do you want me to just do Hamilton?
Yeah.
Or drink.
No, I can do a decent Lin-Manuel Miranda. Pardon me? Are you Aaron Burr, sir? That depends who's asking. Well, sure, sir. I'm Alexander. We don't need to see the rest of that. But
it's
I
good.
Feel like I just saw Johnny have schizophrenia.
We go to this Broadway rave, and the whole time I'm like, just wait for Hamilton. Because I can, there's like a stage that people are hopping up on and they're singing. And I'm like, when Hamilton comes on, I'm on that stage. I'm eating that. So Hamilton comes on. Me and this other girl are on stage. And we like do My Shot together. Which is like the one song in Hamilton that I'm like, I got that easy. Get her number. Ask her on a date. And we go.
To be clear, also, I want to make this clear. She was like... They were having a good time. I was like, you should ask her out. And Johnny's like, I don't know. I was like, you do it or I do it. And she was leaving. And I'm like, you need to go now. So he runs up to her to get her number.
I wouldn't go running. I hastily went to the door. And I was just like, hey, can I get your number? And she's like, yeah. And then we met up one other time. And it was just really awkward. And
yeah.
Also, I wasn't sure if it was a date or just us meeting up. It was weird vibes, and then we haven't talked since. But now I have an actual cool, awesome, amazing girlfriend who I'm glad that I waited for.
Yeah.
I don't even drink more.
Hell yeah.
To Johnny's girlfriend.
Yay. All right. That's enough of C-Dot and Johnny.
Yay.
Next two in the hot seat.
Wait, are we going... Two swap?
Yeah, two swap.
Two swap. Okay.
Let's get a little Bam and Dano maybe. Bam and
Dano.
Damn.
Two twinks, one drink, dude.
It's like the new two.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer.
I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Girls, one cup. Two twinks, one drink. You were vomiting.
Yeah.
You. I had to go into the bathroom and spray it because I could smell it from here. Dano and Bam. I feel like you come from very different walks of life. This might be terrible because I may ask questions that may not apply to both of you. Okay.
Are you going to reuse questions at all?
Yeah. Okay. Have both of you been in multiple relationships?
Yeah.
Okay. What? I will make this a twofer. You can either answer what is the worst breakup you've been through or the worst way you've broken up with someone.
I've only had one breakup and it's pretty just like normal. It was like walking back from school one day and I'm like, I don't really feel this. And I was kind of the same as well. So that's like, on like the scale of like bad breakups, I was like, that's like really low because we were both kind of feeling
that. How old are you?
Like, I can't remember, like 15 maybe? Mm-mm. My level was 14, something like that. Yeah. That's my one. How about you?
You have
history.
I have way too many breakup stories, but the one that I... Let's see, alright, so listen, can you tap that really quick so it doesn't fall over?
Ooh, that is... Oh my god.
Oh my god!
Right, and there's not seeing the we have four audio interfaces stacked on top of each other.
It's like an arcade game.
So they were doing a Leaning Tower of Pisa. That's so like $3,000 right there.
Yeah. Well, one of them is bull. They keep crapping out on us. So let's say $2,000. Anyway,
that's like two Ray Shadow Legends.
So I let's see. So I had like pretty bad breakups and stuff, but looking back, like it was like middle school and like. Like, looking back now, they weren't even real relationships or anything. So, like, yes, they hurt, wham. But the worst thing that is still, like, kept its power and that has stuck with me that I always have felt guilty over is there was this girl that I dated towards the end of freshman year. And I dated her very soon after she had broken up with somebody else because she was friends with my ex who had... basically she was like, oh well, Dano always treated her so well and she was basically rebounding and
sorry, I just need you to know that we're looking at Dano's girlfriend right now and like her facial reactions
does,
are
does
really
Leia
funny.
Know this girl and this situation?
I don't think she knows the girl, but I'm sure I've told her before.
Leia?
Leia just
Leia's
went
face right now and, I don't know.
Funnily enough, Leia broke that rule when we got together because I had just been cheated on, and then Leia like dated me immediately after. So technically, it's like what happens is you get an unfair emotional attachment to somebody or they get an unfair emotional attachment to you if you date them right out of a breakup because they're just looking for somewhere to heal and they don't hurt to have their feelings instead of taking the time to heal. So yeah, that was the most guilty I've ever felt, and I've never forgotten.
I think your rule's just dumb, dude. Because you're with Leia now and it's great.
Yeah, and now I got lucky.
Speaking of getting lucky, I don't know if
how
I
how big your penis.
Yeah, can we actually get the measuring tape over here?
I bet Bam is back. He's got a alright.
Whoa!
Is this the fan fiction episode? What's going on? How's it been?
What's the next question?
Well, how spicy you guys want to get?
Spicy.
Spicy?
Bring it on.
Hot chip.
We're allowed to get spicy.
Come on, get it.
Guys, I'm being so for real. If you are a child Please do not make this weird for us. Stop watching this video. Go play Club Penguin.
Mia, like, dead.
You can find it online. Mia, there's servers that run it.
Podcast,
okay.
Stop watching. You can watch any other
like, episode. Listen. We've all been there. We've all gone curious about girls and looked up lesbian short film
what?
Online just to watch women kissing because you were too scared to go on Hub. We've all been there. We've all been there at midnight watching the same clip
Anna?
Over and over
Anna?
Again.
You're not in the hot seat.
Anna?
You're giving this up willingly.
Why are you spitting like bars right now? just ask us questions,
like,
man.
This is the opening song to Anna's music.
We've all been there, but personally, I don't know if I want to be a part of that for you.
When I was a kid, I watched the porn, and then I caught up my friend. He got on the horn.
What's the next question?
What is going on?
What's the next question?
I mean, Mexican elote. It's a type of corn.
Whoa. Dano, we have to clean that.
No, it's okay. No, Dano has to clean
it. All right.
Are you okay if I ask basic questions?
Anna, just ask it, man. Just go for it.
I'm doing it into busy coordinating you
just
right
ask
now.
The question.
We can cut it.
Okay.
We always can cut it.
My question. I feel weird that these are my bosses.
But they
ask the
these
question.
People pay me.
Ask the question.
Are you both virgins? And if not, how was your first time?
You can drink, remember. That's always an option. And you can or chip.
Chip and lie.
So I actually have a story really quick.
Leia, you.
Leia's face.
Leia's face right now.
I was in the car with my mom a couple weeks ago, and she told me that Nana started watching a video series of mine. And I was like, "What video series is she watching?"
I mean, I think Johnny did full ones, but like, I can't peer pressure you to do, you know.
So my Nana was apparently watching a video series of mine. I was like, "What video series is my Nana watching? I don't even upload that many videos." Wow, you took that like a champ.
Let's go, Bam. Do you need a chaser?
Anyway, so I was in the car with my mom, and she told me that my Nana started watching a video series of mine. I'm like, what video series? I don't know about any videos. And she said, it was something with you and a bunch of people. And I was like, what video series was that? Let me ask her. And Nana is watching Rumble Pack now. And she said, oh, yeah, Daddy's doing real good on there. I don't like this woman that keeps popping up every now and then, but I really like her. So anyway, my Nana...
Is that real?
Yes, that's a real thing.
Your Nana hates me?
I guess so. She thinks you're annoying. But anyway, because Nana watches... Hi, Nana.
That is so funny.
Is that true or is this another bit?
That's real. My mouth hurts.
Why does your Nana hate me?
I don't really hate you. She was just confused why you kept popping up.
Is that fucking
Would she say, why is she pumping up, or did she say, I don't like it when she pops up?
She said both, but I explained that it's the producer. Okay,
did you eat the chip?
Yeah. I'm not going to throw up, but hold on. I need, like, something. Sprite.
Uh-huh. You want a Sprite?
Sprite.
The funniest thing is, Dano.
He doesn't like Sprite.
That's not a Sprite!
I'm not giving you a Sprite.
Why? It's Sprite!
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
That is pretty spicy.
So
I don't know why.
You know, another story. I was so confused because neither of my parents have my nose, and nobody in my family has my nose. I was like, where the hell did my nose come from?
figured out it's
your face.
My nana and I have the same dose, and she's so hard.
Dude, no one asked.
Okay. Everybody loves
her. Perrin Bundun.
No. Yippee.
Third question. We only got to do two.
Yeah, it's two each, and your nana hates me. Let's move on.
Nana, leave a comment.
This actually hurts more than any hate comment I've ever gotten.
Hey, what's that? I'm sorry.
Huh?
Hey, take your cup.
Oh, I don't know.
It was.
I've like had people say nasty things to me. I think that is the worst thing, is that knowing that your nana does not like me.
You can meet her. I'll find a time for you to meet my nana, and then she can like you.
That was incredible.
We'll repair that relationship that you've never had.
Perrin Bundun.
Yo, hello.
Both kind of from the land down under. You're the bottom of the United States. You're the bottom of the earth.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who is a YouTuber you secretly hate?
You can't say Dan O'Kell Drawings. That's
yeah,
secretly hate, not publicly hate.
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh. I feel like we hate watch together. I don't want to drink to that. I kind of just...
Like, hates laser beam.
Well, isn't it like, I love it, I don't like their style, but I don't hate
them. That's fine. I think, like, something that's, like, people might be shocked to think you don't like them.
Okay. Who are you gonna say? You say massive creator. Okay, I know you're gonna say it. Can I say it? More subs than me. Can I say it for you? Yeah, I know you're talking about. Yeah. Is it Jenny Boyos? It is Jenny Boyos.
Is she the girl we were talking about earlier where she makes, like, kind of brain rot now?
No, listen. I respect Jenny Boyos. Like, she's like, she knows what she's doing. But she
does she know?
She used to make great content about, like, how to save money, like, getting cheap, like, food at places. And now she kind of just makes, like, brain rot stuff. Like, guys, this pre-recorded video is saying that I have 5 million subscribers. You need to subscribe right now or I'm going to jump off this diving board. And she never jumps off this diving board.
Can I say I agree with that? Is that allowed? Because, like, I'm actually saying, but I can add to that.
Yeah, I would add to that.
Make another one.
Can, I'd add another one.
Like,
unless you
have a shot and add to that.
Or it's, like, an entire, like, white table full of, like, snacks. And she's like, dude, I do not eat spicy food. It feels like Tony the Tiger just mouthed me.
And you're complaining?
Oh,
Tony the Tiger. Chester,
I have the image of that, and it's vile.
It's great!
Have you seen the photo of him with his huge in his hand?
Okay, awesome. Wait, to add...
Anyway,
back to Jenny Hoyos.
To reiterate, mature content warning.
Jenny, the problem with her is that she has so much potential, but
yes.
She chooses brain rot.
Yes.
That's why it's... That's
she had good content a while ago.
She used to do, like, really cool little stories, and then she's like... Oh, but if you don't speak, it goes to a broader audience. And then she started doing shorts where she doesn't speak, and it's really crazy.
Yeah,
that's why it's annoying, because she actually made cool shorts, and then she kind of dabbles back into them now, but it's like, she still goes back to this, like, I don't want to speak and just make a burger get bigger and then eat it.
It's like when season one and two of a show are so good, and then season three is just mid.
Okay.
It's like Riverdale.
Fell off like Dexter, bro.
It's like when you can tell that it was meant to end at, like, season three.
Like how Dexter season one followed the book and then the rest were just the writers going off the rails. Same thing with Game of Thrones. Follow the books, man.
You know she is? Rumble back.
My mouth tastes like how Taco Bell smells.
It's okay, you don't need to keep the story.
Yeah, you don't need to. I had one too in solidarity. I'm kind of chilling. Low-key.
Why does pink taste so bad?
That's
my first time trying that.
You drank the Bundun Roblox
potion. By the way, for the audience knowledge, we milked
the Bundun
Roblox
potion.
Just so everybody knows.
You don't want
Roblox.
Juice.
You can ask me. Ask me.
Okay. Well, because I just heard the one that Bundun gave you, so I don't want to like.
You watch my Roblox videos, please close this video.
Yeah. Please. If I like have like a kid come up to me at VidCon next year and they reference this video, I might actually jump off the building.
You've done worse stuff than us, by the way.
What have I done?
No, just this whole, like, so far, I feel like you've said spiciest, like, the spicier things.
Yeah,
the lesbian
sorry,
thing?
None of us admitted that watching lesbian porn.
No.
Well, that's not what I said. That's not what she said.
I was too scared. I was too scared to look it up, so I would just look up, like, compilations of lesbian videos online, like, on, like, YouTube of girls kissing, and then, like, as far as it was allowed on YouTube.
I'm in the hot seat. Can I get a question?
Yeah. I'm talking about myself. Right? Not everything's about you, Anna.
Okay.
This is, like, Anna deal or no deal if Howie Mandel's a
deal or no deal. Also, I love lesbian.
Okay. What is your body count?
Ooh. Wow, that's pretty low.
600.
1 mil.
Yeah, just in case family watches. So.
I'm gonna pray my parents just don't know how to use YouTube. Okay.
Mine's two.
Mm.
My previous girlfriend and my current fiance.
Mm.
Yeah. All right. Now why?
Now who is better?
My current fiance. Mm. Because I was in like a 3-year relationship in high school, and I got out of that, and then I was like really nervous and bad at picking up for a year, right. And then I met my fiance.
Mm. All right. So somehow. All right. So film school explained.
Film school.
Wait, was that a Notch episode? I guess
that was it. Does that remember the bit? I remember the same film school. All
right.
Is that it? Is that all two questions?
Yeah.
No, that was like, give us one more.
Did you?
This little guy. Huh?
Did you do your shot?
No, bro.
Bro, what's the sip?
Can I say I know your body count, but I can't say.
Ooh.
Okay.
3 raccoons.
What color? What?
No,
what?
Okay.
You forgot the deer.
When will you finally be proud of yourself?
Dude, I love myself.
Yeah, take a drink.
Is that actually
a question?
You need to take a drink. I'm proud of myself too.
Really?
Yeah. I was ready to prepare to say, well, maybe, I'm going to be proud of 10
I was
going to
say, like, maybe you shouldn't be.
Sometimes, sometimes I think I get too confident and I kind of, like, humble myself.
Mm. All right, which member of Rumblepack is the hottest?
Me.
Can't answer yourself.
What? Ooh. Not including you.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say Joe?
Yeah.
I think Joe.
Joe's not here. We all agree that it's Joe. Mm. Second place.
Bro, Dana. My guy. That's it, my
man.
Oh, nice. Get out.
So Paris says, I think you're the hottest one. And Bunnan's like, I agree, I'm going Dana.
I think I want... you know what? I think I want Bundun and Johnny next.
Okay, let's go.
Ooh. I see it.
I think Bundun and Johnny are gonna bring a similar energy.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Ready? Wait, take some Ciroc. Take the good stuff.
How about for this one? I give you guys a category. What do you want to explore?
Each other's bodies.
Like, do you guys want a spicy question? Do you want like an embarrassing question? Do you want?
I just want.
Do you want like a YouTube question?
I just want a drinking content. Like,
yeah,
give me spicy. I want to drink and not answer.
Where can we do an episode of just like drinking therapy?
How?
Where we invite a therapist on and we drink
okay.
while we talk to them.
Oh, that smells really good.
Yeah,
I'll make this a twofer. How often a week do you jork it, or what's the most you've jorked it in one day?
Oh my god.
I want to say it, but it's
you can answer however you want, baby girl.
Yeah.
You have to get the context for, like, why.
How did I get context of how much?
I discovered Club Penguin and that was it for me, man. 12 times one day.
I
already drank.
You can still answer. I want to stop you.
I don't know if I can say this.
Ooh.
Because... I'm gonna get memed on.
It's a lot of info.
Yeah, you can. I mean, it's right there.
Bundun is what's long form.
It's out there forever.
We can
give a range.
We can decide to censor it. How about.
Tell us and then please censor it.
Can I tell Johnny?
No, tell me.
No. Okay.
No.
It's funny.
No, it's not funny for me because I feel left out.
I feel left out too. I think we all feel left out.
At least 5.
For this, it's gonna be like 20. That's not that much.
That's not that much. What do you mean that's not much?
That's not much.
I know.
Those are rookie numbers. You're gonna bump that up.
Hey, Dan, you wanna sit down right now and say how much you jacked off?
No way.
No way! Nah!
That's like super human.
It was COVID, alright? What else?
Oh, hell no. Danny, you didn't have to do that. You couldn't eat.
I just don't believe it. Dude,
that's why Ricky's hands are so big.
To the parents watching this guy,
dude, so that's.
I got paid for saying that.
That's a YouTube short. So that's what
they like. Dude, that's why Toon Torch thinks a lot.
Oh my god.
Just make it really
Wait.
I'm actually curious. Are you legit?
I'm being serious.
You double down on that.
I'm being serious.
Really? Yeah. Bro, that's like, what the
it was COVID?
That's
sitting in our beds.
Wait, wait, okay. Let me, I just want to like, what's the day like? It's COVID. You wake up. You're like, let me do that.
No, I need everybody to pause right now because the way that John jerks it is he goes, "How are you to a sexy woman?"
Yeah.
Oh, me? I go. Johnny's papyrus over here. I'm like, show the other way.
What happens at?
What do you think?
Yeah, when
another one.
Lane, did you know that information?
Okay.
What is the Matt, worst lie you have ever told?
Can confirm this.
Shut up, bro.
Is it that? What are we talking about?
In first grade, I drew a penis on like an anatomical model in health class, and got caught doing it, and like got in trouble, and I insisted that it was the Millennium Falcon, and I didn't finish it.
That is so funny, dude.
That's good.
I feel like the point where you go so hard. Because I did like balls and then a little bit of shaft. And then like I erased it. And then like, because one of my friends drew like a little, like a triangle. And I'm like, no.
What's the worst lie you've ever told?
The worst one I've told that's like, it's one of those moments that like imprint in your brain. Like, never forget. Was, I don't know how old I was, maybe like 10. I stole my mom's credit card and I bought RuneScape Gold. It was also illegal to do.
Oh
and
my god.
She still doesn't know this day and she thought someone, she was like caught up the bay and someone scammed me. And I'm just there like 8-year old like, what the f***? And she still doesn't know this day. I haven't told her. And I was like, it was at the moment, it was like, it was so long ago. So like,
what's your mom's phone number?
Yeah, can we call Bun Mom?
I'm not going to ask her about the lies on her phone number.
your mom's phone number or drink.
What?
What's your mom's name?
Kind of sad.
Yeah, you will bleep it. What is it? I haven't seen in a couple months. How is she?
Shut up, bro.
Honestly, if you my mom and my dad, that's pretty hot. Like, I'm not even alive.
I'll have your bun daddy. Let's go.
Would you keep doing the podcast if you your mom?
Yeah. Dude, my mom's been single for so long.
Your parents are divorced?
She's single?
Huh? Your parents are divorced?
Well, that's what I'm saying, Lynn.
I don't know. Wait. Are your parents together?
Yeah, my parents have been separated since like...
Why are they divorced?
Bundan, you're not getting married for like a couple more months, right? My mom's single.
What?
By the way, can we get a show of hands of who comes from a broken family?
Woo!
Dude, me and Parrot. That's so funny.
Dude, divorce leads to a successful YouTube career.
The only reason Pear has a million more subs for me than me is because his parents didn't get divorced.
Let's go, dude.
I'm so pissed.
We're privileged.
All right, let's have... Next up, I want to see Dano and Bam.
We already did
again?
Yeah, I do, because I just realized something.
Unless
we want to do... We could do Dano and C-Dot or Bam and C-Dot if we want to switch it up. All right, let's do Bam and C-Dot.
Otherwise,
what?
Ooh. I'm scared because I'm like,
Dude, we haven't had a singular mic break, and I just...
Dude, who was sitting there? Bam, you sweating, bro.
those thigh highs. Now, C-Dot, you mentioned you were in a relationship for 3 years. Bam, how long have you been together with Anarchy?
What the
It's fun, but Bam's getting excited about the jet.
Stop it! Bam, how many times have you corrected?
I want context for people watching. Anarchy and Leia are right there, and we're talking.
Like. Anarchy.
So is my girlfriend.
I only want you to chime in if this is absolutely do not answer this. Absolutely do not answer this. It's the only reason I want you to chime in. Otherwise, I want to see your reaction on your face.
Okay. Yeah.
In your current relationship, in your...
It's hot, man. The AC is broken.
Yeah.
Bundan, you have to sit in the sweat because you broke the AC.
Okay.
All right?
It is 78 degrees right now. Oh,
Bam, depending on the severity, I know what that means. Depending on whether or not you're comfortable answering this, I will let you also use a past relationship if you would like. But what is the worst fight you had ever gotten with your partner?
Don't answer this. Don't. No, don't.
It was in the
There's always the drink option.
You're free to use a past relationship.
Did you guys like stabby stab because you're Britain?
What?
Because you're Britain. We're all like the cut of your jib, innit?
I'm just imagining, like, in different places, like, to solve arguments with couples, they just do like, Bundan, if Bundan and his girlfriend or fiance get.
What are you about to say?
He's gonna go, like, box a kangaroo to get his aggression out.
That's what they do over there. If you lose an argument, you just punch a kangaroo. And it's like,
oh,
I guess he's right.
I'm so mad. She won't let me play WAP at the wedding. I'm going to go box up a kangaroo. I'm going to go box a root. That's just bun done. All right, what's the answer? Oh, he's drinking.
That's the answer.
Is the fight bad?
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
What could you afford about
Is that
to drink
a
now?
Question?
What could I ever fight about?
I don't think...
Bam is like the most chill guy in the world. What could you fight about?
Wasn't to do with him.
Ooh.
Should we cut that? that was so raw. Like, holy shit.
Keep it. Like, because I kept it vague on purpose. I don't know what his memory is.
Are you thinking of the same one, Bam, or no?
I don't like...
I just drank because I couldn't be... I couldn't be bothered. Anarchy's like...
Wait, wait. Stop. Have you been in a relationship before?
Yeah,
he's answered. Okay, what's the worst fight you've been in?
Honestly,
Jen likes much too.
But I don't think I've had any bad memories with the relationship.
You're
like
Canadian.
Okay. Play hockey.
And like, I don't think we're right for each other. Sorry.
well, maybe the breakup. But we can do that later on.
You quelled your sadness by drinking maple syrup.
If you'd like, you could use the breakup story.
Because I wasn't even a fight.
Right, because it counts. It was counts. Turmoil.
It's a breakup. You guys disagreed.
I guess. All right. You ready? You ready to hear this out?
Yeah.
All right. This is gonna suck. All right. Yet again, I hope she's like doing well. I know it will. But this sucked. Right. A few days after Valentine's Day. Sick and dying of COVID.
You?
Me. Over text.
She did it or you did it?
She did.
Like, are you kidding me? You know what? You're too sick for me. I'm not feeling it. You're too sick for me. I'm not feeling this. Sorry, bucko.
Yeah, like it was very like sudden.
I'm just the old Her loss, bro.
I feel like you don't have enough time for me anymore. You don't make time for me.
The old
sorry,
was
dying.
So healthy.
Guys, I'm putting the aircon on.
Dude, and I was like,
yeah, please. Yeah.
Just open the
door. Don't break it again.
Please, it's gonna leak. Can you please just open the door?
No, the ice is gone.
Yeah, the ice is gone. We're good.
Don't put it on 50.
I'll put it 73.
Yeah, 73.
Okay. Yeah.
But like the thing is with this breakup in particular, it was just a few days ago, Valentine's Day, and like before Valentine's Day. Because obviously I was in.
Can we get a mic check?
I was going back and forth. Mic check?
Yeah, he's just
looking good.
Yeah. I was going back and forth between college at the time, and like it was just obviously, you know, picking me up all that much. And like, it was like fine a few days, like a week before, and I was just like, like, oh, that's something.
That's not cool.
So then, you know, I spent a week in bed with those thoughts, and then I continued the Zelda-thon now.
You can say she switched up.
And I can ask a question.
Yeah.
Are the tattoos real? Or do you have any tattoos?
Wait, yes, I love this.
Are the
drink.
Are the tattoos real?
So, like this one?
Yeah.
Now, here's the funny thing, Bundan. I'm gonna look you dead in the eyes when I say that.
Dude, if you say they're real, I'm actually never coming to Rum Pack episode again. This is insane if it's real.
Well, I'm glad that I like it, because they are not real.
I knew it!
We all knew it, Bundan.
I knew it! I don't give a okay? Bundan,
Bundan,
I don't...
Bundan, we all know it except for you.
I don't care.
We all knew except for you. It was the
I don't care. I don't care. It actually rattled me so long.
Dude, like, but when he first pulled them out, I'm like, what? Who is this?
Yeah. It's a great bit. You got me. Like,
but there is a high likelihood by the time, I don't know when this is going out, but this one on my arm, I'd actually want to get it.
That's actually sick. I respect.
What is it?
Xenoblade 3. Oh. It's something from the game.
Are you gonna get the Switch 2 logo on like?
No. On your face, you have like the Joy-Con, the joystick is like the eye.
Dude, honestly, if I were to get a tattoo of like, if it wasn't like actually something emotional with like me and Leia or something, I would get a Wii U gamepad. I'm not even kidding. That was my greatest gift I've ever
gotten.
Leia was just like.
Leia, can you look at me? I'm sorry.
Where would you get it?
The thing is with Xenoblade 3.
Why looking down?
Yeah, why?
Probably inner thigh.
Why?
Okay. I don't know.
Is it an acting thing?
You want to do this touchscreen?
It'd be easier to, like, I don't know. Like, I genuinely, like, I want to act and stuff, so I don't want to, like...
What if they want a shot of your inner thigh?
Then I'd put makeup on it. But it's less likely. If I go for an audition, they're not going to, like, hey, can you take your pants off real quick?
You don't know. Dude, in Hollywood, they might.
Isn't Ariana Grande, like, tatted the... up and like she didn't
but she's famous.
She's famous before. She got tatted after the Disney
Toon Turf. Why are you laughing? I'm here as a supporting
Speaking
friend.
Speaking of Toon Turf, what's the worst fight you've ever gone into with anyone?
Ooh. 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 Okay, I feel bad because I genuinely cannot remember any of this.
Hot chip.
So I'm going to have a hot chip. Because I'm a relatively people guy.
Yeah, there's one situation that I feel bad about us this day. Even though everybody that I've like, yeah, you know what it is. Like, even though like everybody who I've told this situation to, like who's like there, who's like saw what happened, says I was in the right. I still feel bad to this day. I had this one friend. I don't know why they started doing it, but just randomly one day they just started like poking me like on the shoulder.
Okay.
But then like over the course of like a few days, it started like progressively getting more like aggressive, and so like punching.
It's like a really evil Mr. Beast short.
Yeah, they just kept like they're like poking me, and eventually like starting to like punch, and so like I like really hurt my eyes, and like all the time I'm just like, hey, you guys like stop, please. And then it just got to like one point where they like got me on the shoulder and they start walking off, and I just hooked my leg around theirs and just shoved them over. They're like face planted into the pavement.
How old were you?
17.
This was a month.
and then I just stormed off to my next class.
This was that big one. It was Sam Bucha.
Dude, if this was America, they'd bring a gun to school the next day.
No, but I sat down in my class.
It's Britain. He could have brought a knife.
And then I immediately felt really bad, and so then I got up and I went to insulate the bathroom so I can make sure.
What happened?
No, that's
chest. No, we're still friends.
You guys are still friends?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was one day they started like...
Wow. That's still not as bad as your fight with Mark Zuckerberg. All that you had with him on stage. No. But okay.
If you didn't have that sweet baby Ray's nearby, you would have been dead.
Damn. That's crazy.
But they stopped poking you, right, after that?
Yeah.
Can I dap you up for that?
That's pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
Let's get Perrin Johnny.
Yeah?
You were gonna put me on, and then you just kicked me out.
Should I stop? Should I stand for this?
No, Bam, it's fine.
Hold on, we gotta couch check. Dano doesn't get attention.
Do you want to sit back on this chair?
Okay.
It legit is fine. I actually don't care. It's more just like the health thing.
Yeah.
Like okay. Hygiene thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Still off my mic, though.
Perrin Johnny. What is the grossest thing you've ever done?
I drank toilet water for a copy of Kirby and the Forgotten Land.
Oh my god.
I remember that story.
Wait. Oh my
what?
God.
So I was at an improv after party.
Why are you guys using each other's mics?
We were...
They're using each other's mics, and later they're going to use each other's bodies.
It was an improv after party. We were doing like a gift exchange thing because it was one of the members' birthday, and one of the gifts was a Switch with Kirby and the Forgotten Land, and it was like you could either steal someone's gift or you like do a challenge to like keep the Switch or like keep whatever the gift is. And I got the Switch and the game. And I'm like, I already have a Switch. I can give the Switch to somebody else. I just want Kirby. So I drank toilet water to keep Kirby.
Why? Where did the toilet water come in?
It was like a challenge that's like, oh, you have to drink toilet water or somebody can steal
it. How did you drink it? Like head into toilet?
Oh, like somebody got a cup.
Was it like a was it used?
It was a clean toilet.
Okay.
Did it like, what did it taste like?
Water?
Yeah.
Did you like gag off it? You just like go.
Is it water?
Here, what's your favorite?
I have an answer. If you are eating, especially chocolate.
Oh.
Oh, I also stepped in human feces on the New York subway.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Okay, dude, it's like so.
All right, Deejus.
I went to Alaska, and we were stranded on an island. Like intentionally though. Like that was
Mr. Beast.
That was the point of the trip.
Please don't make me throw up.
No.
I ate a banana.
On the island, I ate some beef jerky. No, I'm kidding. On the island, there's one bathroom. It's a wooden shed with a toilet. And
I'm hooked.
I was holding it in until the last day.
Is this a short?
And I just had to go. So I opened the toilet.
Did you ever give him a
It's pretty nasty, but the worst part is there's flies like in the toilet because it's like a deep hole in the ground. Flying everywhere.
Dude, I went to New Jersey and like a public beach, same thing.
And I'm like,
it's a biffy.
I'm like, dude, what do I do, man? Like, obviously I'm in a squat, but like, what if a fly like flies in? And so,
what do you imagine school buses, man?
So I do it, and a fly should fly in, but I swear I felt like a tickle.
Wait, I have another one.
So the fly ate you out.
No! We're not saying that.
So basically you recreated B movie.
Right.
Basically I took a shit on a fly. That's what I'm saying.
When I was maybe 12,
Wait, why is another one?
No, this reminded me of another one. I went to Florida for my brother was a manager for a college football team, so he got us like free tickets. And one of the bowl games was in Florida, so we went to Florida, and it was like New Year's, and we're like, "Yo, we can go to the beach on New Year's."
Like, dude, that's
what you do.
Which college?
Bleep this.
Oh wow.
Yeah. But anyway, we go to the beach in Florida, and there's no like bathroom, and my dad really has to go to the bathroom.
Ooh.
So he's like, "Well, it's the ocean."
Oh no.
And me being a child. Looking to my father, also needing to poop.
I let it go in the ocean.
That's why you want to cover up broken
family.
I'm
going to never trust your dad. If your parents were divorced, this wouldn't have happened to me. To be fair, whales do it too.
Whole family. Hell yeah, family.
Speaking of holes, what category do you like?
I'm gonna get the water. Yeah. By water, I mean
is
alcohol.
Is this good?
Yeah,
this good. Okay.
It's a little strong.
I think it's an Australian slang, by the way, taking a shit in the state. I wanna find it.
Oh, yeah?
That's awesome.
There's slang for everything else.
A brownie dumper.
You want to have a guess? I'll look it up now.
Cheers. To shorts, to whores.
Well, cheers. Okay.
You didn't tap it, Parrot. You can't drink it yet.
Well, he hasn't tapped matcha.
I found one on Google, but I don't think this is what it is. So I said a Bondi cigar.
can you go to the 7-Eleven and give me a Bondi cigar?
Oh, hell no.
Let's do Dano and Johnny.
Dude, I love this. I keep getting a drink.
I was waiting for Anna to
who, leave. How many times has everyone gone?
Once.
Once for you.
Dano needs to go.
Has everyone else? But I always go once. Has everyone else gone twice?
Third time.
Okay. I've gone twice, I think.
I said twice.
I was waiting for Anna to look at me and be like, let's go with Pooh Bear. Yeah.
This is, I think, the best episode we've recorded.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know how we f***ed up a candy table. I'm going to be honest.
Because
we can honestly record more of these.
List, vomiting and the alcohol drinking one, like, oh, this is like chill.
We were just chilling, dude.
Pretty good.
Dano and Johnny, I want you both to give me your phones and show me your search history.
Oh, yeah. I can tell you my search history has nothing of interest.
So then show it.
It would not be cool to look, like, you'll look through it and it'll be like, place that I'm going, food.
So show it.
Assets.
Who is your least favorite member from the pack?
Dano. I'm going to take a drink.
Ooh.
You just wanted to say that and then drink?
No, it was actually just the first thing I saw. I'll rephrase that question because that's mean. By the way, I think someone sent me that. Someone wanted that question to be asked. I'll say, who do you think is the least funny member of Rumble?
That's like way worse.
That's way worse.
I just drank. I'll do it for that.
Yeah.
This is hurtful. You're right. This is hurtful. Who's the funniest member of Rumble Pack?
Oh, yeah.
That's a bad idea.
I have multiple answers for this.
No.
I think people are funny in different ways.
You get one.
Okay, fine. Pick one and then give your rest.
You get one and then you're leaving.
I think pair.
Beautiful. Ooh. Bye.
Anna, are you drinking?
Pear has the best one-liners. Out of anybody in Rumble Pack, I think somebody says something and Pear can open his mouth and it's gold.
Let's see Dano and C-Dot.
Did you just kick him out?
Bro!
I wanted to hear the rest of that!
He was praising me.
I agree, by the way. Oh, that was Pan's crazy one-liners.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, people are gonna look at this and they're gonna be like, yo, do they have like actual beef? Do they like
hate Dano? Wait, Dano.
Dano, who's the funniest member of Rumble Pack?
I think Bondo. It's Bondo or Johnny. I think Bondo. I agree with Pear's one-liners though. It's the perfect like the silence and then the slam. That's what.
Dude, no, like it can be. He can say literally anything and I'll laugh. Like it's just silence, just like Fortnite, and I'm just like.
Yeah, fans the fish.
Chicken bake.
I have never laughed as hard as I have.
Until Johnny starts wheezing.
Johnny
has the funniest laugh.
No, dude, when Pear spit take in the other episode, I think that was the funniest.
Yeah. I was like, exactly.
That's like, I was bad.
That's like an S tier Rumble Pack moment. I'll never forget.
Yeah. Dude, like, the bladder was holding on by a thread at that point.
Once again, this was a question submitted. So someone wants to see this.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss a member of Rumble Pack right now or take a drink.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Who here consents to kissing Dano?
No. you can chip, dude.
Guys, I only threw up like 10 minutes
ago. Yeah, chip, you can chip.
I would do it, alright? They said no, I'm not eating a chip.
I saw him look at Bam immediately, by the way.
To be fair, there is a barrier.
You could do it through the mask.
There is a barrier here.
Wait, kiss through the mask?
In fact, I saw him turn to you immediately, I was like, no.
I could do it through the mask, right?
You can do it through the mask.
Through the mask?
You have to make
just because you looked at him immediately? No.
I can't kiss his mask?
You can kiss him on the forehead.
No, with tongue.
I'll
give him
a forehead kiss.
Okay.
All right, censor that.
Just so everyone knows, I would have kissed one of them on the mouth if I didn't throw up and if they let me.
Dana, I would if I didn't have a girlfriend.
Ooh.
My kisses are all
down here. Can you approve?
We can cut the name.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you okay?
She's watching Frozen right now. If I go up, she'll be like, no.
She's watching Encanto. I heard it.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. There's one gif of Encanto where it's just like ZL. And you know the one where he flips the camera.
Can we tweet Dano just kissed Bam on pod?
No.
Yes. No, that's gonna farm. Especially during Pride Month.
That would stop. Farm.
Yeah, it's during Pride Month.
Don't you dare, because I've already had to read smut of him and Preston. I don't want to read more.
Give me the partner one.
Who
has the best partner in Rumble Pack? Exclude yours. Exclude yours.
Me. Alright, you mean like the... Okay, let's see.
I just want to know, this is not a tier list.
I think this is an easy answer. I would actually...
Damn, right? Just like, great.
I'm going to say the folks who are like engaged.
Yeah, y'all are great. I would have said... To be honest,
I'm great. Yeah, Bundant's girlfriend's cool. Bundant's fiance is cool too. They passed the vibe check on the first day, but I really think like Anarchy's like just going.
I think everyone is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, Anna, you're gonna have to censor the multiple times you said my like real.
Can I pick another question?
Like, you want to pick a question?
Wait, Bundant, did you pick that? Did you pick that question?
Yeah, I wanted a farm.
Bundant and pair, please.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. Also, guys, for those watching, tattoos are totally real if anyone asks.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's gonna be so funny.
Dude, that.
When this goes out, it's fake, and then people. Maybe I should get, like, a sleeve. Like, a skin colored sleeve.
The reason that bit f***ed me up is because, like, I feel like I know people well. Mm-hmm. And so it's like having something so out of character for you just potentially be real, and me not knowing the answer just. Mm-hmm.
I rock him pretty well.
No, that's the thing. Like, in the pool, I'm like, holy shit, who is this guy? What happened to C-Dot? Who is this sexy man?
Speaking of fucking you, what? How much did you make last year?
I can check.
I will answer. Wait, Parrot, specifically from your Fortnite code.
Yeah, oh.
Oh.
I was going to do all income, but just Fortnite?
Do both.
I should call my
One or the other.
Ooh.
I want to know Fortnite is so funny.
I think he's told me.
No, but I think the people need to know.
Okay, the people need to know.
Finally, this is
2023 calendar year.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
85,000.
Oh my god. Oh my That's god.
People using code pair let him buy a house.
You can give a you can give an estimate.
You can also use code pair.
Yeah.
You can also use code pair. To give me more money.
How much do you get like per commission like through Fortnite?
Isn't it like 10%?
It's five per 10,000 V-Bucks. I get $5, but it just adds up.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Can I open the lock from? Like from now, 365 days ago.
Sure.
This is easier.
I don't care.
Can I give a range?
I don't care.
That's okay. I can give a range.
Wait, how much of a range?
I give like over and under, but like I won't go crazy. I'll
Can you do? You just have like an estimate of how much you've made?
Yeah, like around 250.
Okay.
It's
crazy.
That's without. That's not profit. That's just how much.
Yeah.
YouTube. Yeah.
Is that all crazy? Or
US.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Roblox.
There it is.
Maybe pick a question. Good scroll.
Oh, there is.
Dude, why are we all cuddly with me right now?
Aww, that's a big
deal. You guys
want
to kiss?
Oh.
Kiss or drink?
That's not the name of the episode. Hey, would you like to drink this one?
You're doing that tomorrow, no?
Which one?
Oh,
which one?
Oh,
the top
one?
Ooh.
We should do the kissing episode.
What's the dumbest thing you've ever thought to be true?
Santa.
Santa.
What do you mean?
To be fair, your parents gaslight you for years to believe in Santa, alright? That's not fair.
Dude, one time,
My parents gassed me into thinking love was real.
my brothers, like, bought, like, a Lego set for me, like, in the store, and, like, gave it to me like before Christmas. Like, dude, no, Santa saw that. and gave it to him. Like, Santa was here. We saw it.
Dude, wait. Can we do this? Can we, like, how did everybody find out that Santa wasn't real?
Can you let them answer the fucking question?
Santa, like, possessed his, like, back and what?
It's a lame answer. Like, I don't mind answering, but it's like, I don't know. Like, you know? So you can do it the other
one if you want. Yeah, I can go. My one's weird because, like, I got weirdly owned by my sister. So she told me that. So she used to bite her nails, and she was like, she hated that she bited her nails. So she told me that biting your nails was good for you. So I started biting my nails from young, and I still to this day bite my nails.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Bro, she broke you.
She actually broke me up. I was like, what? What the hell, man?
I used to be scared of vacuum cleaners. My mom would pick one up and, like, shove it in my face and my rib.
Dude, I don't know. Oh my god.
Yes. How old is your brother?
He's 10 years older than me.
Dude, oh my
god.
Jesus.
You boot up Luigi's mansion?
That's great. Dude, when I was a kid, my brothers, they told me that the chicken tenders at the restaurant that I was at, they had, like, spider eggs in them. And then if I ate the chicken tenders, the spiders would, like, hatch inside me.
What would be the point of selling them?
That's, like, such a great bit.
Wait, do you guys completely unrelated? Do you remember that one? Like, I don't know if it was a commercial or something. Like,
I'm thirsty.
Ate a watermelon seed and it, like, became a watermelon.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I thought that was true. I thought you would, like, become a fruit if you ate the seeds.
I have a really really gross answer to this question.
Some older family friends gaslit me into thinking that Toy Story 4 had already come out, and, like, Toy Story 3 had just come out, and Toy Story 4 had come out, and then it was about a piece of rice and a chicken ball that were inside of Andy's stomach that had to escape. And they were like, hey, Toy Story 4 is out. That's real.
Yeah, I would watch that. I actually would watch that.
Rips.
Yeah.
Do you know the song?
Bowser's Inside Story.
Do you know the song? Like, tonight,
yeah.
We are young. My brother, when he was younger, heard that song and the line where it's like getting higher than the Empire State. Like, my friends were in a bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My brother told me this, and I think he believed this too, because they were in the bathroom, that he thought they were so much they were getting higher.
That's great.
Yeah, say, and for the longest time, I thought that's what that line meant until I had a thought of, oh, they're doing drugs.
Do we make a song about that now?
That reminds me, you know, Daft Punk, Get Lucky?
Yeah.
It's like, we're up all night to get lucky. Dude, I asked my mom, I'm like, what is Get Lucky? And, like, why would you be up to, like, trying to get lucky? Like, oh, there's, you know, playing slots.
That's what I thought
too. Yeah, man.
Imagining, like, a hype edit of Get Lucky with, like, old people at slots. Like, here's Quattro.
Yes. Yes.
That's great.
What is the worst or most embarrassing reason you had to go to the doctor?
Ooh. I had a hernia when I was, like, in year 4, grade 4 for Americans.
What's a hernia?
Hernia is, like, I can't remember, but I just had a big lump next to my so, like, pulling your pants down in front of your doctor is, like, someone near forward, like, this is my little grateful Willy.
This is my little bun.
Bunda Junior.
little robot.
Speaking of little Willies, let's see, Bam and... Sorry.
What?
What do you mean? Bam has the biggest one of Rumble Pack. We all showed each other, and we looked.
Do it
there.
Leave him at pants, answer, bro.
Yeah, fuck you.
That was a funny joke.
Anna's got the smallest.
It's true. Yeah. My clothes is tiny.
Okay, you know what? Next people.
Let's just go. And you're yeah. Small?
No, Anna and
I gotta take a dump. I'm out. I'm gone.
Oh? They're gone? Gone?
Really bad.
You're gonna do a Bondi cigar.
higher than the Empire State?
No, I was joking. Careful. You don't actually have to switch. I was just making a small.
All
Perry
right.
Can
well,
answer the question.
Johnny, don't go above.
Worst or most embarrassing reason you had to go to the doctor?
I think I broke my braces with a Jolly Rancher.
That's awesome.
That's very funny.
Okay, let's see Bam and Dano.
Ooh. How again.
How about Leia? Yeah, do you want to choose the next question?
Yeah.
Leia, you want to generate one?
Shut up.
Me?
Alright, there's a whole list here. Like, a long list.
Or you can actually...
Whichever last two questions that you think will be a banger.
You gotta say it in the mic.
Maybe
you
can
just
make up your own question as well.
I can't do that. She's a
good
under pressure.
Dude,
this
vodka
is chat.
It's terrible. How many did I have? 3 shots?
Okay. Leia, I reckon if you have a better question, you should just tell Anna.
No, I don't have a better one.
Oh, wait, Leia, can you give my phone to Energy? And then they can choose the next one. Bam and Dano, what is your most embarrassing turn on?
Did you choose this?
Yes.
Hey, you have a secret option, Dano. You can say it, we bleep it, and then you still do the chip.
That he has to say it properly
first.
Okay, Bam.
Dano.
No!
I wanted to hear that.
Dude. And,
Dano, it's because it was cat women.
Do you want to chase her? You're gay, babe.
Dude.
Actually, yeah.
What a
little. Are you eating the hot chips just for fun?
Respect.
Can't believe Johnny's flying over the Empire State Building right now.
I've never felt my face get like red before.
Wait, can you please just explain? Why's your elbow on my
face? I don't know, man.
Sorry, it's fine. Just explain why you don't want to say it.
Let me sit down like,
why isn't it like an instant?
Because then it'll be public forever.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
that must be that.
Jenna, we'll censor it.
I could tell you guys, but I don't like.
That's what I'm saying.
You're allowed to revoke consent.
That's your third option. You can
beep it.
Say it, we bleep it, and you still got to eat the chip.
I'll just eat the chip then, because then I just wouldn't want to say it.
Is there multiple
data? We can censor it, and then we can just cut.
That's normal.
That's just a normal
that's
thing.
Anarchy's choice. What is the worst thing anyone's ever done to you?
The worst thing anyone has ever done. Oh, dude, Chester Cheeto is f***ing my mouth again.
Yeah, man.
You said it was Tony the Tiger earlier.
Yeah, it's Chester Cheeto. I just mixed them up.
Racist.
Whenever you take a drink, it's the Kool-Aid brand.
Why did you drink?
Fun.
Nice. Fair, honestly.
Too.
Somebody, this girl that I never got along with in high school, she was just jealous of me looking back, but she accused me of being a school shooter once.
Oh, you told me.
Yeah, I told this story. She just told the principal so that way she could get me in trouble, but then I had video evidence of her saying something terrible about me, and the principal was like, oh, this is just...
I like the idea of, like, because the way you described it, they went up to you and said, hey, are you a school shooter? Can you just be like, you got me.
Here's my gun.
Here's my trench coat. Here you go.
Maybe next time.
I'll get you next time.
Anyway, Bam, what's the worst thing somebody's ever done to you, besides poking you?
Worst thing someone's ever done to me? I don't know.
And that's the end of the episode, guys.
I'm trying to think. Sure. Worst thing anybody's ever done to me? Genuinely, I legitimately like can't really think of much.
You thought of one just now.
I thought one because it was stupid.
Stupid's fine.
Someone bumped me in the car. Like other than like the punching thing, like
someone bumped me in the
intentionally.
Oh, well, that's bad. I mean, that counts.
Like
while you were inside a car, or how about this?
In like a hallway.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten in a fight? And if you have, explain.
Yes. It was in high school, and there was this kid that was like a well-known like bully. It was in elementary school.
So you're a hero.
Yeah.
He was a well-known
bully. I was about to spoil Toon Turf.
his name was, you can believe that, but he was a...
Fuck you.
He was like a well-known like bully guy, and he just like went around like making trouble with it. And so anyway, there was just one day when I got really mad at him because he was actually like, he was bullying this kid that had just moved. He's like my best friend now. He's Australian. He's like my best friend, and he had actually like started trying to get a reaction out of him because he had anger issues. My friend had anger issues, and I was like, dude, something bad is gonna go down. So I pushed into a wall and ran off. And what?
Well, that's crazy. Hey, why did you push him? I don't understand.
Just stop.
He was bugging my friend.
Oh, okay. So he was okay.
It was like anger issues, and so I was like really worried that something bad was gonna happen. And I was like, you know, so I pushed him into a wall and ran away. And he chased me. And he pushed me back, and like I fell on the floor. And then I tricked him later, and we got sent to our teacher, and our teacher was like, it's getting close to the end of the year, everyone's sick of each other, can you guys just back off? And then later the principal came up to me and was like, we've had a lot of issues with this kid earlier, all right? I don't blame you, it's okay, we're gonna send
him. I like how they said, we're not gonna deal with this kid, like, but thanks for doing something, to a child.
He got sent to a military camp later that summer, and it's wild because, like, in high school, he accidentally bumped into me. And then he turned around and was like, I'm so sorry, are you okay? Like, he was like, it was like weird. Like, he was afraid that I was going to report him or something. Anyway, but yeah, so screw that guy.
I lost my.
Did you just say he was your friend? Was pooping. Oh, he did something to your friend.
Yes.
I didn't know you.
He was gonna, yeah, he was doing something to my buddy, and it just was making me like.
Yeah, maybe, other than the tapping, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, that was probably this one.
Well, guys, moral of the story is it's okay to get physical with someone to resolve conflict. So next time you see someone who annoys you a little bit, punch them in the face.
Yay!